fourth line from the top, Rabbi quotes in the name of Rava that we learn out from the Yitur Haloshin, the Pasuk repeats words, Liten Refuah B'Makom Nezek. That even in the situation, we pay Nezek, Tzari B'Sheves B'Sheves Chamisha Dvarim. So even though he pays Nezek, he still has to pay Ripoy and Sheves and B'Sheves, to pay everything in addition to the Nezek. So the Gemara has a few lines after this. Obviously, it's possible to have Ripoy Shalom B'Makom Nezek. Shmamin Alit and Refuah B'Makom Nezek. So the Gemara picks up Michlal. The inference is, you're discussing paying Ripoy B'Makom Nezek. Michlal, the inference is, Mashkach Asal Shalom B'Makom Nezek. Possible to have Ripoy without Nezek, and Sarah without Nezek, and Shevis without Nezek. How are all these possible? Usually you beat somebody up, so you have Nezek, Tzari, Ripoy, Shevis, and Boshes. So we say in addition to the Nezek, you pay the other Abodram. How is it possible to imagine Tzari, Ripoy, Shevis, Boshes without Nezek? So Moritz says, simple. Echem Ashkachas laws, and Moritz is going to explain. Tzar, Kiriktonim. Tzar is possible. I cause a person pain. Nezek is when I'm Pichsasa Bidomim. When he's worth less to sell as an Eved Bashuk, either Eved Ivri, Eved Knaini, Machlekes Rashi in the Rosh, on the opening Mishnah, Achayvon. Nezek is only when I harmed him, and if he were to be sold as an Eved, the value would go down. But if I didn't harm him, I just, I jabbed him or something, yeah. I caused him pain, I burnt him, but no one will see the burn. They're going to pay the same if they would buy him as an Eved. So the Gemara says that Tsar, as it says in the Mishnah, Tsar, the Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah, Tsar kavod b'shpud of a masmer. I stuck a needle into him, or I stuck a masmer is a nail into him. I feel al tziparnai. Makom sheino isel habura. He's not pichsasa b'damim. So that's Tsar shalom makom nezik. That's easy enough. Ripoy d'hai v'koyv l'midi v'salek. He had some kind of a disease. Chves. He had some kind of a bruise. A person bruised himself and is in the process of healing. And then this wise guy comes, someone poured something, if he would have poured it on his skin, so it wouldn't harm him. If he pours it on an open wound, so it causes it to change color, and his skin is no longer flesh color, it's white. He made his skin white. So that's a chiddush. The Gemara says, I have to pay ripui. Ripui is not only to make the person healthy, Ripui is to, let's say, I made him pale. For the rest of his life, he's going to have a pale, he's going to look like a pale-faced Indian, going to have a pale complexion, he won't look normal because of what I threw some kind of a chemical on him. So I have to pay Ripui there also, not really to heal him. His health is going to be the same. Maybe Asim Shan is going to have that, but he has the right to look the same fresh skin color, flesh color that he looked before. So you have to pay Ripui in such a situation. That's Ripui Shalai B'Makam Nezek. There is no Nezek. It's not worth less in value. It's just Ripui to restore his condition to its previous condition. To restore him to his previous condition. The Gemara says, Shevis, how do you have Shevis Shalai B'Makam Nezek? The Hatki Bin Yunya Ubatle. I locked him up in a room and he couldn't go to work and he didn't get to pay the salary because so the Mamish no Nezek at all. But nonetheless, there is Shevis. And Boishes, the Rokle Biapit. Boishes, I just spit in his face. And the Mishnah gives us an example later. If you spit at somebody, and you humiliate him, you embarrass him because of the spitting, that's on Tzadik Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Rokit v'igia baroko, so you have to pay Boishes. So that is the case. There is no Nezik to pay. There's only Boishes to pay. So here's, and this Hatke bin Runyo, there's a famous discussion in the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. There is a line in the Yerushalmi that appears in Bava Metzia. The Rosh and the Nemuki Yosef quoted in the Sugya of Zenenem Zelechoser earlier in the Gemara. So they discuss, let's say a fella has a hotel, and the hotel is open for customers, open for business, and he has rates, schedules, how much he charges for a night, and for a weekend, and for a week, and for a month, and so on. I come and I lock up the whole hotel, and he can't make any business. I lock it up every day. He opens up the lock, I put another lock, and he loses business a whole summer, a whole year. I locked up his hotel. He can't make any money. So the Yishalmi says that you're not chayv to pay. That's what the Rishonim quote on the sugya of Zenenim, Zalachasa. The Gemara talks about someone sleeping in someone else's apartment without permission, whether you're chayv to pay or you're not chayv to pay. It's on Chof Amid Beis. And the topic starts on Chof Amid Aleph. On the bottom, it goes over to Chof Amid Beis. what's the din of hador b'chatzach haver shalom idaita, whether you have to pay the rent or not. So the Rishonim there, the Rosh and the Nemukhi Yesu discuss the situation ha mevatel kisa shel chavera. That's such a case, a mevatel kisa shel chavera. Literally, a kisa shel chavera means, let's say, I have a wallet full of money, and my practice every day is I go to the stock market and I buy this stock. I take the money, I buy a stock. Then I sell a stock, then I take the money, I buy this stock. I keep on handling, and I make $1 million every day. So one day I'm on my way to traveling to Wall Street, to the stock market, and I have this big wad full of $5 million in my pocket. Somebody takes the $5 million. They hide the $5 million. So I can't find it, and I lost my whole revach that I would have made in the course of the day. Every day, everybody knows I make at least $1 million every day, handling on the stock market. So one day I didn't have my money, so I couldn't do it. So Yishalmi says that you're potter from pay. Why? So the Pashtus is assumed that Adam Hamazik is only chayav to pay for a hefsid that the person suffered. He had $1 million, now he has a $500,000. Now he has $1 million minus a pruta. So he suffered a hefsid of a shavah pruta. But here he has the same $1 million, except he would have made an additional $1 million. So Menias HaRevach, the fact that I prevented him from making money, that's not called Adam Hamazik. That's Menias HaRevach, he lost $1 million. That's called Grama. So Grama ben Azikin is potter. Gemara says in the sixth parak in Parak HaKoinis that Grama ben Azikin is part of Medina Yadav Echai Medina Shemayim. Okay, so Medina Shemayim, I should talk to pay him $1 million that he would have made, the Revach that he would have made. But Medina Yadav, not considered Grama ben Azikin. Medina HaRevach is Grama ben Azikin. So the Yishalmi says the only exception to the rule is by Karka. What is Karka? So this is in the Yishalmi in Bava Metzia in two places. So one is on the Mishnah. There's no Bava Metzia. Okay. One is on the Mishnah in the end of Bava Metzia. There's a Mishnah Hamakabel Sodom Echaveiroi. There's a man has fields and he doesn't want to work on the fields. He's a wealthy man. He has many other businesses, and he rents out the fields to sharecroppers. He rents out the fields to other people that they should work the field the whole year, and there'll be a face reva from the field. Have a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Here on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph is the Mishnah, and that's where the Yerushalmi is. That's one of the two places where the Yerushalmi is. On the Kabbal Sodom Echaveiro, the landlord rents out the field to the fellow who's going to work on it, to the sharecropper, and the understanding is that I'm going to work the field. Sometimes he gives me the seeds to plant, sometimes he doesn't give me the seeds to plant, I buy it in the store, it depends what the arrangement is. And then the agreement is that we're going to split the Rebach 50-50. Whatever grows, if there may be $2 million worth of pears, so he takes $1 million, I'll take $1 million. And if he gives me the seed, so he's entitled to more than the half, whatever the arrangement is. So what happens if the sharecropper, the tenant, who's supposed to be working the field a whole year and is supposed to split 50-50 or 75-25 in his favor, my favor, whatever the arrangement is going to be, what happens, the wise guy, he decides he's going to learn in the kovel. He signs a contract, he's going to work the field, he's going to give him half, and he's going to keep half for whatever arrangement. And then v'hayvira, he leaves the whole field fallow, so nothing grows. So he gets half of zero. And I get half of zero. We both get half of zero. We split 50-50 of zero. So the Mishnah says that's not fair, because the landlord could have rented it out to someone else who wasn't interested in learning. He could have rented it out to someone who is going to do the work on the field. So the din is that I have to pay for the minyas harevach. The sharecropper, the tenant who didn't work the field, shamanos, you have to assess this particular field. And I have to pay him. So the Yishalmi says that's the exception to the rule, that you do have to pay for Menias HaRevach. So it's the Hapela. Why does he have to pay? First of all, it's only Menias HaRevach. So Hamavatul Kisu Shel Chaveiro is not Chayev. Why is all of a sudden over here he is Chayev? Secondly, he's an Adam HaMazik B'Shevi Al Tase. By Hamavatul Kisu Shel Chaveiro, let's say you have the hotel. I went and I put on locks on all the doors and all the windows. You couldn't get in. I did a Maisa Hezik that prevents you from getting the Revach, and I'm still Potter. Over here, I just sit back. Behovira, I go learn in the Kolos. So that's an Adam HaMazik. It's Mama Shevi Altase. Mazik B'Shevi Altase. The Rishonim work hard to distinguish between Grama and Garmi. The Gemara says the Grama Ben Azik and Potter, In Garmiya is a machlokes like satanai, machlokes like a meir and a chachamim, or he passed like a meir, danin and dinit Garmiya, daf kuf. So most of the Rishonim assume that Grom and Garmiya are two different things. The Rambad in the country is dinit Garmiya, refers to the Shittas of Ben Ephraim, Meir Regensburg. His Shitta is that Grom and Garmiya the same thing. It's all the same thing, and once we pass like a meir, danin and dinit Garmiya is that Grom and Benazik and Eschai. But that's not at all a popular Shitta. Nobody else agrees with that. It's all the Rishonim assume that Grom and Garmiya are two different things. Grom ben Ezekin is potter l'chol ha'deis, and Garmi is halfway between Grom and Adam HaMazik b'yadayim. So Garmi is a machlokes ha'tanayim, and we pass from like Ramer, Danin and Dinin de Garmi, and that's the machlokes Tosis in the Ramban, whether Danin and Dinin de Garmi is a din min ha'Torah, a din min ha'Rabbanon. The Tosis on the first daf in Merubah, as well as in other places, Tosis claims that Garmi is only chay min ha'Rabbanon, a knas min ha'Rabbanon. Ramban holds in the country's Dinin de Garmi, there's Chayv Min HaTorah. Everybody breaks their heads to understand what's the, how do you draw the line to distinguish between Grom and Garmi. According to Rabbein Ephraim in Regensburg, it's the same thing. Grom and Garmi, the same thing. So you don't have to break your head. It's exactly the same thing. But according to all the other, the 99.99% of the Rishonim, Grom and Garmi are two different things. So on the level of, according to the Ramban, it's a bigger problem, because the Ramban holds that it's a chilik on the level of the Raisa. So it's more serious. You have to really come up with a distinction that holds water on the level of the rice. Tosis claims Garmi is only chayim mid the Rabbanim, and Atara Garma Garmi is in the same boat. So according to Tosis, you don't have to work that hard. It's only mid the Rabbanim, so you can have an arbitrary distinction. It's possible to have an arbitrary distinction. But according to Rabban, it has to be a rigorous distinction. It has to be a distinction that holds water on the level of the rice. So however you distinguish between Gorma and Garmi, whether like Tesis or like the Ramban, but one klal for sure is true, that if you're Mazik B'Shev Al-Tasa, this is Kuli Al-Mala Pliga, that's Gorma Ben Ezekiel. That's not going to be Garmi. He's Mazik B'Shev Al-Tasa, for sure. I see there are little kids who are throwing stones at windows in the building, and they're smashing all the windows, and I walk by, and all I have to do is scream at the kids, and they'll all run away. They're 5 years old. They're not gangsters. They're not hoodlums. They're not going to beat me up. I can easily scream at them and say, what are you doing? And they'll all run away. And I didn't scream, I just walked away. I didn't bother. So you're going to hold me responsible for all the windows getting broken? I'm a Mazik B'Shev Al-Tasa. I could have done something and I didn't do. So whoever's Mazik B'Shev Al-Tasa for sure is partner. So this Mishnah is Tama Pela. Yishalmi's on this Mishnah. Hamavat Kisa Shechaber is partner, except for the case of Karaka, except for Sodeh. That's the Lashon of Yishalmi. Except for Sodeh, Hamakab Sodeh Mechaber. So what's Taka going on? How can it be? So the Mishnah says, why? Why is he chayiv? Shamanoisa, you assess the field, the sada, kama uruya la'asos. The word sada is both masculine and feminine. That's what Tosis and Erechim points out. In Tanakh, you have sometimes Mishnais. Hamakabal sada mechaber v'hoviro. Shamanoisa, kama uruya la'asos. This Mishnah is assuming, is writing sada v'losh in the cave. And you have half of Shas, where sada is losh in zoch, and Tosis says, psukim in Tanakh. The end of Chumash Vayikra. Their psukim was Sodeh is Loshen Zoch and Sodeh is Loshen Akev. Okay. Depends who owns the field, a man or a woman. Some will say the territory. Depends who the owner is. Yeah. So the Mishnah gives you the secret. Why? Shekach Kosev Loi. Because when he signs, when the sharecropper rents the field, he writes in the contract. The landlord is not a fool. He's going to say, I get 50% of the crop, you get 50% of the crop. And what if the guy won't do any work? I won't get anything. So I'll get 50% of zero. No, so they always used to write in the agreement, Shekach Kosev Lo, that's what he writes. And Moivav Le'yevet, Ashalim Emeitz. But if I will leave the field fallow and I won't do any work at all, I'll be taxed the whole year. Ashalim Emeitz. I will pay according to a good year. I'll pay well. If he writes down Ashalim Alpha Zuzay, if he writes down in the agreement, I'll pay you $1 million. So the Gemara says, that's asmachta ve'asmachta lo kanya, machlekes satanoi. We pass an asmachta lo kanya. It's a guzman. He says, if I leave the field fallow, even though normally it should have been only $1,000, Rebbech, I'll pay you $1 million, a penalty. Why does he write that into the contract? What is he interested in? The guy has no money. I don't have any money, the sharecropper. Otherwise, I'd be the landlord. Why would I have to be a sharecropper? Would I have to work? I'll be the one renting out the field. So the answer is, I have no money. Why did I write, I'll give him $1 million? I just meant to be mas mechdaito. Don't worry. I'll be a good tenant. Don't worry. And he exaggerates. He writes, and if I leave it foul, I'll pay you $1 million a penalty. He thought he's not going to leave it foul. Then later on, he changes his mind. So that's what we call an asmachta. A person makes a hischaivus ala tanai, makes a kinyan ala tanai. And it's an umdud in the muchach that he thought that the kinyan ala tanai will never take place. That's how most of the Rishonim understand. The Rambam has a different sheet of asmachta. Most of the Rishonim understand that that's a definition of asmachta. So that's the Gemara. If he says, Imay bevaleyaber ashalam alfa zuz, I'll pay you $1 million a guzme, asmachta lokan. But if he writes, Imay bevaleyaber, if I leave the field fallow, ashalam bemeitva, I'll pay according to a good year. So that's normal. So that's not a guzme, that's reasonable. So if you wouldn't write it in the shtar, it's mivatal kisu shochaveiro. That's a mazik b'shevi altasen, it's only minyas harevach, and you're not chayv to pay. That's a mazik b'shevi altasen, only grama b'nezik and potah. But if he writes it in a document, so the shtar creates the hischaivus. He can create a hischaivus like the shtar, shekach kosu lo b'shtar. If he writes it in the shtar, of course he's chayv. So the Gemara says that this is the Gemara in Kuf Dal Adam and Aleph has a comment. This Mishnah, usually Stam Mishnah Reb Meir, this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. It doesn't have anybody's name here. This is a Stam Mishnah Reb Meir. Reb Meir Dorish Loshen Hedyot. Reb Meir holds, even though the Chachamim never instituted that you should write this into the Shtar, if the people on their own write it in, so Reb Meir holds that it's binding. So Tosis and all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? The rabbis have to be misakin what you write into a Shtar. Any business agreement, whatever you write in the shtar, is legally binding. What does it have to do with it? It's a mayor and a hachamim. There are mayor, there is loshen hedyos. So Tosis says, no. It means like this. Even if he didn't write in the shtar, shekach kosev lo, because normally, since you write, normally you write in the shtar, and moiv over lebed ha-shalom b'meitzvah, so if you wrote it into your shtar, of course you chayiv. No machlekes ha-mayor and ha-chachamim. The shal is, you didn't write it in the shtar. And the Chachamim didn't introduce a takana that everyone should write it into the shtar. But that is the common practice. And we have a rule, whatever is missing in a shtar, if it's self-understood, it's considered kila nichtab dami. Achreis to a sefer? Achreis, that's exactly. Let's say achreis to a sefer. I borrow money. And I write that I owe you $1 million. I borrowed $1 million. And he didn't write, Kol nechosem shibadim l'chayv zeh. He forgot that. He didn't write that into the shtar. So the shtar is, will it only be a shibin aguf, or will it also be a shibin nechosem? He didn't write into the shtar. So that's a machlekes satanayim. And we paskin at achrayis to a sefer. If the achrayis is missing in the shtar ha-halvoa, we assume that that was a mistake that the sefer made. And it's self-understood. It's muvan me'elov. That he certainly intended, unless he's going to say the Farish, that there is no Shibin Nechasim on this halvor. But if it doesn't say one way or the other, it doesn't say there is Shibin Nechasim, doesn't say there isn't Shibin Nechasim. It just says that the Leva borrowed $500,000 from the Malvin and he owes him the money. So we pass in La Locha that that's an umdir in the Muchach, that everyone normally accepts Shibin Nechasim. And the fact that it's missing is it's move on me'elav as if it were written and whatever is self understood. Is kila nichtav dami. That's a din of yad. That's a din of yad. Usually there's a din of yad. First mission in the dorm, there's a din of yad le neder and yad le shvua. A person takes a neder of a shvua, so if he's mekabel neder or shvua b'leiv, it's not chal. The Gemara says, gama b'leiv b'tzach lehotze b'svasov. Because it says, l'chol ha-she'ivate ha'odem b'shvua, you have to pronounce with your lips. It's just gama b'leiv, but you're not chayiv. But what if he said a half a sentence? He doesn't speak well, like most people. Don't speak a full sentence. They say enough half sentences that they should be understood. Someone gave me a transcript of a shiur that I gave. Mamish, I don't have a full sentence. Everything is a half a sentence, another half sentence, another half a sentence. I think that's the way normal people speak. Most people speak, except, you know, real people who studied at big universities, they're trained to speak in full sentences and full paragraphs. But most people, you say enough half sentences till everybody knows what you're driving at. So that's called a yad. So the din of yad not only applies by nedarim and shvuas that it's gama belibo and tzarch lahotze b'svasov. He didn't say it. He said enough that we understand what he's driving at. So the Gemara says that the din of yad even applies to a get, even applies to a shtar. The Gemara has in the end of Gitnan that pevov. There's a machlokes tanoim. All the tanoim agree that every get has to write the daily heavy lichem inoy sefer truchem. It has to say in the get that the husband is being, this get serves as the instrument for gerushin. The day we have lichim in our sefer truchim, through this document I am hereby divorcing you. So there's a machlek, satanai, what if you didn't write it? Mikaradin, they all hold that you have to write the day. What if you didn't write it? Do we assume that it's considered muvan me'elov? or not muvan mi'elav. They thought that they get the civil divorce, and they're divorced, and then the rabbi is going to write a document that'll be a shtar raya. That'll be a raya that she's allowed to remarry. But it's not that this is the thing that creates the get. So there is a far out chance that that's what they thought. But most people understand otherwise. Most people understand that the document, the get itself, is the thing that does the creases. So that's a machlokes hatanoim. What if you didn't write v'den di hevi lichem minoy? Do you have the right to assume that it's self-understood? That it's muva me'elov. So if it's self-understood, then it's a din of yad. So the Gemara calls that a yad sheni machiach. There's a yad ha-machiach and there's a yad sheni machiach. Let's say the person is giving half sentences, more half sentence, another half sentence, another half sentence, till everybody understands what he's driving at. So how well understood is he? Sometimes he's 100% well understood. He made himself so clear with all the half sentences, there's no way to budge. So that's not even called a yad, that's called dibur mamish. A yad is when he says so many half sentences that it's 95% clear that we understand what he means, but there's a 5% chance that he didn't really say that, he didn't really mean that. So then it's called a yad. That's called a yad hampuchiyach. 95% certain, 90% clear that that's what he's driving at. If it's 100% clear, even though he doesn't speak a correct grammatical English, it's still acceptable. I don't remember President Eisenhower. I just remember Rav Soloveitchik was giving a moshel on Shir when we were learning the Gemara in Kiddushin. So he said, "You mean Eisenhower can't be Mekadosh and Isha?" Apparently, he didn't say full sentences. Apparently, huh? Apparently.
It's terrible.
He said
he did it on purpose.
Oh yeah. So the Gemara in Kiddushin discusses whether Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or Ein Yad LeKiddushin. So the Gemara says, Hechidami. The Gemara says, if he's giving beating around the bush, but it's crystal clear what he's driving at, even though he beats around the bush, he didn't say it explicitly. So the Gemara says, that's not Yad, that's Lashon Mamish. There's no halacha that Lashon has to be grammatically oizgehalten, even if it's not according to grammar, even if it's not full sentences and full paragraphs. If it's 100% clear what he's driving at, that's called Dibur Mamish. And if it's 90% clear, that's called a Yad HaMachiach. And if it's only 75% clear, then it's called a Yad Shein HaMachiach. So Yad HaMachiach, all the Tanoim subscribe to that. Everybody agrees that there is a din of Yad by Neder and Shvuah and Get. Get is Biksav and Kiddushin is Baal Peh. And Kol HaTorah Kula and Shtar Halvoyah. Or the Gemara has in the first parak in Avodah Zarah. They got married. Let's say someone's getting married today. And they wrote Mishnas Chamesha Salofim Shishin Vasheva. They forgot to write Shva Meos. You have 5,767, so they forgot to write this 700. So what do you mean? This document was written 700 years ago. It wasn't even written 100 years ago. So obviously it means today. Obviously the Sefer left out in the middle. It should say Bishvas Chamesha Salofim Shva Meos Vishishim Vasheva. If it says Vishishim and it doesn't say Vasheva, so maybe afterwards we won't know. Did they get married? Shnas Chamesh Alav and Shvam Yos Vishishim. Shishim V'yachas, 61, 62, so you don't know. So that's not even a Yad. You can't say it's self-understood. Nothing is self-understood. But if it's missing Chamesh Salafim, or it's missing Shvam Yos, so then the Gemara with the Taisa saying the first parak and Avodah Zarah, that's self-understood. Move on V'yelov. And any part of the shtar, if any part is missing, and it's obvious what's missing, that's why we pass an achrayis to a sefer. You have a shtar, halvor, that says the loy vos the malva money. It doesn't say one way or the other whether there is shiva nechosim or there's not shiva nechosim. So roi b'nei adam certainly wants shiva nechosim. What's the guy's going to lend his money and he's not going to be secure? He's not lending him 5 cents. He's lending him. He doesn't write a shtar for 5 cents. He's lending him some significant amount of money that atkadekach that he wants a shtar. So he certainly wants to have a Shiva Nechosim or not. So we assume that the fact that the statement of Shiva Nechosim is missing, that's a Taz Sefer, it's self-understood, it's Muva Me'elo. So that's what the Taisus explains over here. If in the document that he signed, the agreement that he signed, the Taka says, that's not a question of Rameyer Nechachamim, that's not a Machloikis, whether Dorish Loshen Edyon or not. The case with is what to discuss is he didn't write it into the shtar. And it's not a takanas chachamim that they're recommending everyone should put it into the shtar. No, they never made a takana. That's the minig olam. So that's where Rameyer says, even if it became the minig olam by itself and the chachamim never encouraged it, whatever is the minig ha-pashut, that's what they write in the shtar. And this shtar is missing. It doesn't say one way or the other. It doesn't say it doesn't say one way or the other. So we assume that it's like achrayis ta'asefer, it's self-understood. And they meant to write it into the shtar, and you got to pay, even if it isn't written into the shtar. So that's what the Yerushalmi has, this din ha-mevatel, kisa shel chaveiro. If I do something to cause your minyos ha-revach, I lock up your hotel room, or I hide your wallet, and you can't find your $1 million to make investments and to make money today. So mevatel kisa shel chaveiro is pata, because minyos ha-revach, it's called grama minizikin. But chutz min asadeh, by sadeh, she can't cause it up. You write in the shtar, or even if you didn't write in the shtar, since the minhag hamdina is that everybody else writes in the shtar, so dorish loshen hedyot, so it's considered kilo nichtav dori. So that's the kasha that the mefarshim, the ktsais, and the other mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch discussed. What's going on over here? Hatke bin yunya. I lock a person up in a room, and he can't go to work today, so I did minhiyas harevach. So minhiyas harevach is usually pata. There's a strange loshen. If you look, the Rosh on the sugya of Zenen of Zalachoser, Hador b'chot chaveru shaloi midaita, that's where the Rosh and the Nemukhi Yosef quote this Yerushalmi. They don't tell you where it is, but it's in the Yerushalmi Bab Metzia on that Mishnah. So the Rosh quotes it the way it says in the Yerushalmi. It's the Nemukhi Yosef adds on a little bit. That's a little not so accurate.
What does he have? Nothing to do with
Sada.
In other words, wherever there's a
Shehav Shtar. Yeah. It's loved after Sada, right? Yerushalmi has a Sufek. By Sada, they all agree. That's a Mishnah. And then Yerushalmi has a Sufek. What about Chanusa Svina Mahu? What's the Shadah Chanusa Svina Mahu? So the Meforshim, what do you mean? You have a Chanusa and a Svina, and I locked it up, and you can't make money. Dude, that's Mevatel Kisa Shachaber, so the Pata. So the Mefarshim and Yerushalmi explain what it means. Chanus is Sfina, and I'm subletting it, and I'm paying you a percentage. Let's say you have a location for rent, and you want to rent it out as a store. So I'm going to rent it as a grocery store. Rather than pay you a fixed amount for the rent, I'll pay you a percentage of the revach that I'll earn. And then I said that I don't earn any revach. Yerushalmi is talking about such a case. So mahu the shak. So what's the suffix of Yerushalmi? That should be the same as Sodeh. So that's what the Mefarshim say. No, the minhag hamdina was established by a sada. The sharecroppers by a sada always right. There never was a minhag hamdina one way or the other by svino or by chanus. So should I say, and it doesn't say in the shtar anything, so should I say, since it's a minhag kavua by sada, so it's considered as if it's a minhag kavua even by chanus and svina as well? So even though afal pishaloi kasav kilo kasav dami, or maybe not. Maybe I don't carry over the minig, the clear cut yodua dika miniga oilam by sada. Maybe it doesn't carry over to svina into chanus. Yeah, but that's a different question. It's not really an exception to the rule. The rule is I'm about to kisa shel chaver is pata. Here's harevach, you're not kind. Here's over here. On the sugya of Zenen of Ezel Oichoser, where is it again? Dachov. The Nebuki Yosef on the Sugim Zanen of Zavachoser has a psaloshin that's very strange. He writes a Mevatel Kisa Shel Chaveiro or Hatke Bin Yunya, one or the other. He writes a Hatke Bin Yunya. If I lock someone up in a room and he loses his salary for the whole day, so I'm not chayef to pay. That's against the Gemara. Gemara said the Pharisee that you are chayef to pay. Where is it? Chesed on the days. Which one?
10 lines
up. Yeah, where the tiny letter Zion is, where the box letter Zion is. Talks about that tesis, right? She's that poshut who should cross from vatan shechaveru ki hatki bin yunya shehem pturim. He puts together the Rishalmi with the Gemara and he says they're both potter. Vatan kisa shechaveru is potter. That's the Rishalmi. Or hatki bin yunya is also potter. So that's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the fairies that you walk on. I think he has the expression twice. No. Yeah, the next line. Chen das rabbi don vatan kisa hatki bin yunya. There's one line after the other. He writes the same lashon. But eight and nine lines from the bottom are still. Yeah. So that's against the Gemara. The question is, though, why isn't it the same? That's what the Achrayim ask on Shulchan Aruch. Even Vatel Kisa Shachavei Roy is Pater, Menias HaRevach Yipater. So how come over here Yechayv? So the answer is, what do you mean? That's the Pasuk of Shebis. Rakshiv Teyitet. The Torah says that Yechayv, this is an exception to the rule. The answer is, Shevis is an exception to the rule. So how do you define when is the exception to rule? The answer is that's hachoyv b'chaveiro. If I beat somebody up, hachoyv b'chaveiro, then the Torah tells me a chiddush din. Chiddush is adover says it's haklal. It's an exception to the rule. That normally the rule is for minyas harevach, you don't pay. And here the din is if I did a chavola in somebody, then I do have to pay. So wait a minute. That's if I beat him up, I did a chavola. Here I just locked them up in the room. So I never did a chavola. So this should be mamish like mevatel kisa shechaveru. So this gemara tells you a chiddush that chavola means whenever I do a ma'aseh begufa shel adam, it doesn't have to be that I beat him up and he's bleeding and he's going to have to go to the doctor or the intensive care unit or the emergency ward. No, I just locked him up in the room since I did a ma'aseh begufa, so I'm chayiv. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the gemara in Sanhedrin that it's a din of mitzamtzem by Ritzicha. Samsa baritzicha means like this. Let's say a guy is an underwater swimmer. So he swims under the water and then he comes up and he takes a breath and he swims back and forth. So he's swimming under the water and he's below the water. And I keep my hands on top of his head, on top of his body to prevent him from coming up. Needless to say, he drowns. He dies. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that Yechayv. I'm a tzamtzim. Not only if I take his head and I dip him in the water and I hold him in the water like this, I did a ma'aseh b'yad ha'yam to push him in the water, or the guy is inside a butcher, went into the freezer room to take some meat out, so I locked the door on him so he can't come out. Locks the door so he freezes to death, or he goes into the oven to do a little baking, and the oven is pretty hot. So people normally go in for a walk-in oven. So people go in for a few seconds and then they run out. So he walked in for a few seconds and I locked the door on him. Can't come out. So he melts away from the heat. So I killed him. So that's called mitzamtzem. Mitzamtzem, he was there already in the Makom Sakana. I prevented him from leaving. So the Gemara learns that from Gzeiras HaKosev that mitzamtzem is chayev by ritzicha. So the Gemara has a suffix. What about by Odom HaMazik? He should have said it's the Chakal B'chomer. If by ritzicha yechayev, By Yodam HaMazik, he's certainly chayv. So it's a pella. The Gemara has a machloikis, and we paskin a pella agavi pella that yipata. And Tzamsim is only chayv by Ritzicha and by Nizikin yipata. I don't know, it's not to be understood. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have this din. So it says, if the guy was in, this guy goes to work every day, he's in his house, and then I put a lock on the front door, and he can't go out of that. I lock all the windows, and he can't go out. So that was Mitzamtzim. So Tzamsim is pata. Mitzamtzim is potter by Nezikin. But if he's walking on his way to work, the guy's on his way to work, and I grab him, I yank him, and I put him in a house, and then I lock the door on him, that's not Mitzamtzim. That's a Maisa B'Yadayim. So that's called Chavolah. That's called Chavolah B'Chavolah. I didn't harm him, but I pushed him into the room. So if I do a Maisa to him physically, to his body, if I didn't do a Maisa to his body, he was already in the house, and I locked the door, then Mitzamtzim is potter. It's not called the Maisa Chavola. Tzamtzim is even potter for Nezikin. It's a bigger chiddush. But Tzamtzim is potter by Nezikin. It's only chayv by Ritzicha. Here I could understand it already. But Tzamtzim is not called the Maisa Chavola. Not a Maisa Chavola. So Menias HaRevach is not chayv. Menias HaRevach is grammar. But in Shulchan Aruch Paskim, Tzamtzim is even potter by Nezikin if he suffers an actual hepsid. Not only that he suffers a Menias HaRevach. That's what you see from this Gemara, that the definition of Chavola is when you do a Maisa Begufo. We have that Mishnah that we just mentioned here, the Mishnah on Tzadik Amin Aleph. Rokak v'higia boroko. If I spit at a person and I humiliate him, I embarrass him, then you have to pay Boshe. So the Gemara has a diuk. on Daf Tzadik Aleph, I'm an Aleph, Omer Apop, about 15 lines from the bottom. Omer Apop, Lo Shanuela, Bo. The Gia Bo Harog, the spit touched his body. Abel Bibigdolo, what if I spit on him and the spit touched his clothing? The guy's walking in the street with clothes on. Most of the time the rok is going to touch his begotten, not his body. Rapapa says the chiddush that he's potter. Directing Mara Kasha, why? And what if I humiliate someone? What if I embarrass someone by screaming and cursing and dancing and calling all kinds of names? Directing Mara, and heavy kibiyish bedvar? Let it be like one who embarrasses by screaming. Mara says, Amri b'marov, and Eretzod used to say, Zos ha-meres, b'yishu b'dvarim potem iklum. You see from Rapapa, that if you mavayish a person, if you humiliate a person by just talking, that's like a Grama ben Ezekin is potter. The only time you chayv to pay boshes is if you did a Maisa Chavola. Maisa Chavola is if the Maisa was begufa, higia bo harok. Higia harok b'bigdo, b'gdo's lav kegufa domi, so that's not called a Maisa Chavola. So in order to be chayv boshes, you have to have a Maisa Chavola. In order to be chayv shebes, you have to have a Maisa Chavola. Whenever there's a Maisa begufa, that's called a Maisa Chavola. It's a chiddush. That's the chiddush. You see from that Gemara Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph. Bisha Bidvarim is Potter is probably like, that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, is probably like a Groma bin Ezekin is Potter. So probably we would say that Chai Bedinu Shamayim, the Bolotzi said that Shamayim should pay. That's the Gemara in Hakainis. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explained. The Rishonim I bothered with Akasha years ago. Some people still do it today. When a couple gets engaged, so they write Tanoim. So they write down in the old-fashioned Tanoim, the classical style of Tanoim, that's the quote in the Shulchan Aruch. So they write, if the chassan backs out, then they set a date, they're going to get married by a certain date. So it says, if the chassan backs out from the shidduch, the parents are making this arrangement. The chassan kala, young children, they have no money, have no assets. So it says, if the chassan backs out from the shidduch, his father promises to pay the girl's family $25,000 for the embarrassment. And if the girl backs out from the shidduch, her father promises to pay $25,000. They write an amount of money there. And then they used to make this very serious. And they used to write, in the event that the girl's father has no money to pay, so you pick a rich uncle, and he's the Arif, and he's going to pay instead. In the case the boy's father has no money to pay, so you pick an uncle over there, you pick some relative that they're going to serve as an Arif to back up. So this was an old practice that by the Sfardim, by the Ashkenazim, everybody had this practice. So they were all bothered with the kasha. From right to left, the Sfardim Ashkenazim don't bother with the kasha. This dachmamish asmachta, asmachta lo kanya. Why do they promise to give the other tzad $25,000? What, they're interested in giving them money? No. They're lovey-dovey. They're so madly in love. They think they're not. No one's going to back out from the shidduch. They're not talking about backing out. They're holding by getting married. They love each other. So the only reason why they wrote they're going to accept $25,000 penalty, $100,000 penalty, whatever, it's because they thought it's never going to happen. It's an umder in the muchach, it's a hischaivus ala tanai, with an umder in the muchach that the parties thought that the kiyum al tanai will never happen. It's just not going to happen that I'm going to back out from the shidduch. So let that be a smachta. We pass kan a smachta lo kanya. So all the rishonim are bothered with this kasha. So some of the rishonim, Tosis quotes various teruzim. So some of one of the answers that Tosis gives is like this. What if you say the Mishnah we had in Bobinsir Dav Kuvdala? If you write in Moivavalayabit, if I leave the field fallow and I don't work at all and you get in this there's no revach at all, so you get 50% of nothing, I get 50% of nothing. So if I write Ashalim Al Fazuze, I'll give you $1,000,000, that's a guzma, the Gemara points out. So that's a guzma, so you say asmachta l'kayim. But if you're right, Moivulam Shalom and Meitzvah, I'll pay you what you deserve to get, that's not called a guzma. Aye, but Menias HaRevach is a Mamatul Kisa Shechaveira is Potter. Yeah, Potter, but it's Grama bin Ezekin. But Bolot Sisidei Shemayim should have to pay. So that's what the Gemara says. In Moivulayav and Shalom and Meitzvah, that's not called asmachta. The Mishnah said that's not called asmachta because there's no guzma over there. He's paying the hefzid that the other guy really suffered. Al Pidin in Choshimish, but he doesn't have to pay that hefzid. If he wouldn't have made the hischaibs, he would have been potter. It would have also been, in my brother, it would have also been a mabatul kisa shachaber, would have been potter. The only reason why it's an exception to the rule, shekach koisvin, because the minute developed that he write it in nishtar, afal pishaloi kasav kikasav domi. If he writes his dachabadi, he wrote, he was mishabin himself. Even if he didn't write, it's achrayis to a sefer. So the same, so that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the same over here. if one party backs out from the shidduch, so there is boishes dvar, you're embarrassing the other party. Everyone's going to ask, why did it fall apart? They're going to ascertain who's the one who backed out, and what's the chisaron, why they backed out? And there's going to be a busha for the party who is backed out from. So there's boishes dvar involved. So boishes dvar, the din is that you putter. That's the Gemara Tzedek Aleph Manal, the Gemara Ksuba says it. So Sameris, Isha b'dvar and patam iklum. Yeah, but boishes dvar, even though you putter, but mistame, it's the same as gravam and zikin. But bolot says yedei shemayim probably should pay. So the mail, if you write a shtar to be mischayiv yourself, to be mechayiv yourself to pay for that boishes dvarim, that's probably like a moiv v'leiv and a shalim b'meitva. It's not like a shalim alfazuz. It's not a guzma. You're paying to make good the hefsid. What hefsid? The busha that this party suffered. That's what Tosis writes.
A reasonable amount that these people could handle. If you got a poor guy and you put in $50,000,
But if it's wealthy people and they write a reasonable amount, so it's not unreasonable, it's not a guzma. If it's a poor person, it might then be unreasonable. So that answer in Tosis will not apply. Maybe the other answers will apply. Tosis gives a few suggestions why it's not in violation of the din of Asmach Tolokai.
Well, it says he locked them up. It doesn't say that he grabbed it. The only meaning is that he did a mice in his roof. That's not mentioned.
The mice and the guf, that depends on the machloikas amaroyim in Sanhedrin and dafayim vov. Where the mitzamtzen, the Mishnah says mitzamtzen is chai by retzeach. If the butcher is in the freezer room, or the baker is inside the oven, or the swimmer is below the surface of the water, and I lock the door and I make it impossible for him to come out. So the Mishnah says mitzamtzen is chai in retzeach. And the Gemara has a machloikas amaroyim where the mitzamtzen is chai by nezikim. So according to one Amar Mitzamtzem Mizchai, if you would have asked me, no one asked me. If I would have been entitled to an opinion, I would have said, how can it be? Mitzamtzem Mizchai by Retzeach is not Chai by Nezikin. How can it be? I can't understand. But I was outvoted. So in Shulchan Aruch they pass like the other Amar, the Mitzamtzem is Potter by Nezikin. So once you say Mitzamtzem is Potter, so the Shulchan Aruch has to qualify this. Haki Binyun is only if I push them into the Indunya, and then I lock the door. But if I just lock the door on him, because we pass Mitzamtzem Potter, so that's not called a ma'ase chavola biyadai. If you would have felt like that opinion, mitzamtzem mischai ben ezik and also kavachaymer from mitzicha, then mahatke ben yuni would have been without pushing him into the room. Just locking the door alone would have been good. In Shulchan Aruch, they qualified because of the psak, because the way we paskin on the machlekes in Sanhedrin I involve, I in Zayin over there by the mitzamtzem. Boishes, that's the chiddush. Boishes, the rock lay ba'ape. I spit in his face, so that's the chiddush, because the rock is magia legufo. Even if you would have said, not like Rapapa. Rapapa says, only begufo, not the big dog. I could have seen, okay, that din is like Rapapa. Even if one would have said, not like Rapapa. The rock is a gear, the big dog is also chai. It's also a ma'isa chavol. I could understand that too. It happens that we don't, and no one is presented as disagreeing in the Gemara. Maybe there's some Yerushalmi, I don't know. But in the Babli, they only quote Rapapa, okay. But still, the Gemara says, the rock lay ba'ape, if I spit in higia harok legufo, or lebigdo, whatever, so then that's a chiddush. And I call that a maisa havola. Even though there's no nezek, that's a big chiddush. That tsar, ripo, shevis, boishis, is chai bi mishaloi b'makam nezek. Even though there's no nezek, I label it as a ma'isa chavola. If it weren't labeled as a ma'isa chavola, you wouldn't have to pay boishes. It would be called boishes dvarim. You wouldn't have to pay shevis. It would be mevatel kisa shulchaver. Minias harev. If it's not normally not chayv, it's a chiddush. So yotze min haklal. The chiddush is yotze min haklal that you chayv by chovel v'chaveru. It's chayv for the minias harev after shevis. So then the Gemara goes into a discussion about. How do you determine how much shevis? So let's say if the fellow was a diamond polisher, now they broke off his legs, but they didn't break his hands. He's deaf and he can't walk around, but his hands and his eyes, everything is functioning. He can still be a diamond cutter or whatever. Then the shevis is going to be, and after he's going to heal up from the wounds that he inflicted on him, he's going to go back to be a diamond cutter. So then you got to pay him. So like a Noik of Margoli, he's got to pay him the salary that he would have gotten afterwards. The Gemara is talking in case the guy has no skills. he doesn't have any kikon she'elo umnis. Taisa points out, a person has no specific umnis. And I harmed him, so how much do you have to pay for Sheva? So the Mishnah is Rai Masa Kilo Hushami Kishun. Beg Mar Kashe, the Imtaim Alokzam, the Brisa says the same as the Mishnah. For the Brisa has the Kashe, the Imtaim Mar, sounds like a thesis, the Imtaim. But the Brisa has the Loshan. The Imtaim Alokzam, the Sadin, say it's not fair. Why? The Chimispach, Taisa says, when he was healthy before. Usually, the chimispach haigavra means when he will get healed. The simple translation is when he will get healed, when he will be feeling better. So Taisa says over here, it clearly doesn't mean like that. Kloimar, the little Taisa, betchila kishoye bori. This man, when he was healthy originally, the chimispach haigavra, when this individual was a healthy man, lavagra the shamikishun hu shokla la dali davlo. Why should you only pay him like a shamikishun? He was able to go draw water. Dali davla v'shokal agra. He was able to draw water from the well, and he made more money. Inam also b'shliach v'shokal agra, or he was able to be a delivery man to deliver packages and get a better salary than a shemek yeshuin. So the brisa doesn't answer v'yesh leimah. It's half like this at the same time. So the brisa answers me. This adin loyloksa. No, it's a fair judgment. It didn't make sense. Kshav nasan lad mei yodad mei raglo. Because he already paid him. He can no longer be a Dali Davla. He can no longer be Azul B'Shliach V'Shokal Agra. After he's going to recuperate, he won't be able to do that anymore. So you only pay Shebes based on what he will be able to do after he will recuperate. So that's why Rava gives you a whole discussion. On my Rava, based on that, Bryce, he tells you, he paid the meyad, the kamahoyah shavalimka before cutting off the arm, kamahoyah shavalimka now that they did cut off the arm. How much shevis do you pay now that he's missing an arm? Raimah, zikilo hushami kishun. He can't be a dolly davla, he can't be draw water, he doesn't have kayach, he's missing an arm. Or he can't be deliver packages, he need two arms to do that, he's missing one arm. But he can still be a shami kishun. What if shiber is raglo? So he can't be a shami kishun any longer. So doesn't let me ragli pay, nezik he pay. How do you determine Shevis? It's going to be less than that. It's not going to be Shemek Kishun. It's going to be Hashem Eretz HaPesach. Because he needs 2 feet to be Hashemek Kishun. He doesn't have. What if Simi Aseino? So he can't be either of these. He can't be Hashemek Kishun. He can't be Hashem Adavis. He can't see. He's blinded. So the only thing he can do is Matchina Berichai. Okay. So that's apparently less of a salary. What if Harasho? What if you make a person deaf? Usually the Mishnah puts together Chereshay to be cotton. So the Gemara says on the first daf in Chagiga, the Gemara quotes a Tosefta in Trumas. The first Mishnah in Trumas says, Chamishalay Truma v'tomer en Trumas en Truma. The 5 people who can't be Mafresh Truma and even be the Eved, and Truma is not Chah. So 3 out of 5 people are the Chereshay to be cotton. Because you have to be a Bardas to be able to be Mafresh Truma. If it's a cotton, if it's a cotton shigir, lo ines aputois. If it's a cotton not higir, if it's a cotton shigir, lo ines nedarim. If it's a mufla samach liyish, then it's a machloik is satanoim. In the Mishnah, whether the hafrashas truma is chal. But if a cotton of a younger age, shigir, lo ines nedarim, is a year before bar mitzvah, a year before bas mitzvah. But if it's younger than that, even though it's a cotton shigir lachino, so the din is they can't be mafresh truma. That's a Mishnah. A lot of people don't know that. So they have the daughter. Make cake and cooking, they have the young daughter, Mafresh Chal. So if the young daughter is a young daughter, she's not in Higir, Lo Ines Nedarim. So the Hafrosh is Chal, is not even Chal for the other. So the mother has to make sure that she's Mafresh B'Chal. So the Mishnah says, the Cherushah to be cotton, not considered Labani Daz. So the Gemara Chagigah, that base on the base, quotes from the Tosefta and Trumas that says, Bamedvar Mamurim, that a Cherush is considered a Labadaz only if he's Dumi to Shah to be cotton. If he's Mamish, a Labadaz, has to be that he's deaf and mute. But if he's only deaf and he's not mute, or he's muted, he's not deaf, that's not called a cheirish adibro po chachamim b'chamokim. That's not considered a labardas. But if the person is enu shemev, enu medaber, then he's considered a cheirish, and we consider him a labardas. So what kind of a cheirish are you talking about? A cheirish b'di adam, a cheirish b'di shamayim? What kind of a cheirish? Enu shemev, enu medaber. You say that he's considered a labardas. I mean, he was born like that. He was born deaf and mute. We couldn't educate him. What if the person was able to function all of his life? he reads and he went to school, that he made the millions of dollars, and now in his old age he becomes deaf and mute. So he can communicate, he can send emails, he can type, he can write, he can sign checks, he can still trade on the stock market, he can still continue to make millions of dollars. So just because he became an Enesh HaMeiv, Enesh Medaber, is considered a Labar Daz, what's going on over here? So how does the Gemara say over here, Omar Rava, Rava says, Harasho, Nosan Lo Demei Kula, if I caused the person, I injured the person, and because of the injury, he became an Enesh HaMeiv, Enesh Medaber, so now he's unable to function at all, he's Enesh HaMeiv Kula. No one will pay. How much do you pay for Nezik? Kama Hayashar Limkar as an Eved? Either Abedivri, Abeknaini, whatever. Kama Hayashar Limkar before the Hezik, before the Maisach Haval, and Kama Hayashar Limkar after Kama Hayafi Yafi, the Kama Hu Yafi. That's how the Mishnah says. Kama Hayafi was a normal person. Kama Yafi Akshav is zero. So that's why Rabbi says, Nasna de Mekuba. So why Acherish is considered Eina Shav Klum? It can't always be the case. Tosafot points out it can't always be the case because the Mishnah in the middle of Pei Zayinam and Aleph is a Mishnah. So in the middle line in that Mishnah, it mentions these three people together. Cherish to the katan pigiyosam ra. You shouldn't start up with them. Why? If you cause them injury, you have to pay chamisha dvarim. So they're not chayv. And why is a chayv behem chayv? Sounds like you're chayv. Nezik tzavi b'shevus and boishes. How can you be chayv to pay nezik on the cheresh if the cheresh is ain't a shavu klum? The cheresh has no shavis at all. So a chayv behem chayv, unless you say a chayv behem chayv not to be taken literally, is not chayv ol hamisha dvarim. He's not chayv. He's chayv tzari poi shevis and boshes, but he's not chayv the nezek. You could say like that. So that's what Rabbi Kiveger on the side of the Gemara tells you to look in the Tosis under our noses on Pehei Meves and Adav. And that line in the Mishnah where it says Acherish to be cotton, Achayv al behem chayv. It never says chayv bekulam. If it would have said chayv bekulam, it means all chamisha dvarim. Nezek tzari poi shevis. It doesn't say chayv bekulam. Just says chayv. So maybe it means chutz mi nezek. Maybe an achanam. You don't pay nezek. But the simple reading of the Mishnah means that you chayv to pay nezek also. So doesn't the Mishnah contradict Rava? Rava says, Charosho, nosan lo demei kula. If I cause a person to become a deaf mute, if I injure someone, and now he's a deaf mute, he can't function at all, so he's worthless, so he paid the mekulo. Kamba hayashava was a fortune. Kamba hushav achshav is zero. How can you say he's worth zero? If the Mishnah, the simple reading of the Mishnah, sounds like he is worth money. So that's the Tosis quotes the Rabbi Natam. He wants to distinguish between a Cherish B'dei Shamayim and a Cherish B'dei Odom. Cherish B'dei Shamayim, the person was born like that, so he already learned to live with his disability. In the days of the Tanoim, a Cherish Zeinu Shemeh B'Einu Medaber couldn't develop too far because they had no way of communicating with him, they had no way of educating him. So he's going to remain retarded. That's how the Pasuk says. Cherish really means retarded. So this person, he's going to remain retarded. In recent years, that's what the Rashash writes in Gitna Dafayin. In recent years, they have a school in Berlin where they can teach the deaf mute how to communicate with us and how to function. So the Rashash thinks that he doesn't have a din of a cherish. The Pashtus is like that. The din of cherish, ain't a shemeh, ain't a medaber. It's not because of a physical disability. It means a person who's retarded. That's what the Or Sameach has in one of his tshuvas. He tells you to look in the tshuva of the Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef was one of the great Rabbonim who lived in Germany. He lived in the city Furth. So he wrote a tshuva sefer. So Or Sameach writes, he has the best tshuva on Cherish Shoita. Cherish and Shoita. Cherish and Shoita don't always have the same dinim. There's slight differences on the level of the Rabbonim, on the level of the Raisa, there are differences. Some other difference is Kiddushin. That they never made a takana with the Rabban is Kiddushin for Shaita, because they don't dar nachash b'kvifa achas. The Chacham know the marriage is not going to last. So they never made a takana that a Shaita can have Kiddushin even with the Rabban. But a Cherish, there is Kiddushin with the Rabban. Some people, a normal person, can live with a Chereshes. It's possible. So they made the Kiddushin with the Rabban. So how do you define a Cherish and how do you define a Shaita? Cotton, we know. What's a cherish and what's a shoita? So that's what the Zichron Yosef, Rabbi Kiveg also refers you to the Zichron Yosef. Yeridei and Simon Aleph, I think. when it talks about who can shech the behema, so it says cheresh out of the cotton. Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the zichron. Yosef, he has a tshuva. He doesn't say it's the best tshuva. Yosef Samech writes, look in the zichron, Yosef, he has the best birur on the topic of cheresh versus shaita. So that's what he says. He says that cheresh means retarded. You have people who can speak and they can hear, and they're still retarded. So that's called cheresh, he quotes. And zichron Yosef quotes from the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezra in a few places. Cheresh doesn't necessarily mean enish ameh v'enim da. It means a retarded person. Mizman chazal, one who's enish ameh v'enim da, would be retarded. Not retarded, the educated. So the Pashtus is that he's chayv in all the mitzvahs. Regular Pashtus is like that. Some Achrayim disagree, but the Pashtus is that he should be chayv in all the mitzvahs. So that's what the Tosfos makes a distinction. If he's a cheresh b'dei shamayim, that's the way he was born. So the person learned to live with it. He didn't learn to live with it like today, that he won't be retarded at all. He'll be able to function. To a certain, he won't be able to function 100% well, but he'll be able to function. So, Bizman HaGemara, they would learn to function a little bit, never reach the seichel of a 12-year-old girl or a 13-year-old boy. So, Bizman HaGemara, the cheresh would be considered a lab bar das. But he'd be able to, he's worth something, he's able to hold down a job to make a little money. But a cheresh b'deyadam, if the person was functioning all his life, and now all of a sudden I cause him an injury, and he loses his hearing, and he loses his ability to speak. So Rabbi Natan understood in the Gemara, charosh and nosan l'demekulo, this shock will be so great, he's never going to pull out of it. He won't be able to rearrange his style of living, and he won't be able to function, period. Won't be able to function at all. That's what Rabbi Natan says. You have to distinguish between different categories of cheresh. The Rebbe makes another distinction, it depends. Okay, all the Rishonim are saying over here. What Rava said is not 100% correct in all cases. Charosh and Nosan L'demekulo. It can't be. You can't say that a cheresh is worthless. Tosis quotes the Mishnah in Erchin. The Mishnah in Erchin says that a cheresh are to be cut and who accept upon themselves a neder. So the neder is not binding, but if someone else accepts, Tosis quotes in Erchin da beisam and aleph. This is on Pehem and Beis Dimas Harosho. So the Mishnah says, a cheresh to the cotton except the neder upon themselves is a labada, so the neder is not binding. But if someone else says, erko alai, and a cheresh to the cotton, so they do have to pay. So the Mishnah says that a cheresh to the cotton is nidar the ne'erach. If I say domav alai, I pay. And if I say erko alai, I pay. So if I say erko alai, I pay, according to whether it's a man or a woman, according to what the age is. You have to look in Chumash what the amounts of money are. If you say domav alai, so that's called nidar. Nerach means if I say erko alai. Nidar means if I say domav alai. So if you say domav alai, so how much do you pay? Kamahu shavalim kabashuk. So it says in the Mishnah, cheresha to be cut, nidarim, the ne'erachim. If someone else takes a neder, they take a neder, is labar das not, they don't have to pay anything. Someone else takes a neder to say domav alai, you pay. And it says in the Mishnah, thus he says, it's labdavke, it's agav grorah. But the Mishnah sounds like it even applies to a cheresh. So a cheresh does have shavius. Cheresh will be able, even Mizman HaGemara, they didn't have a way to communicate, that they couldn't educate them. So the cheresh is going to remain a labadas, but he's going to have a little bit of secha, like a little child. He will have it, be able to hold down a job, make a little money. So he is worth something. So if you say, domav alai, you do have to pay. So how does Rava say, charosh and nosan l'demekulo is worthless? So that's what Tosfos says, you have to distinguish between the different types of cheresh. Sometimes an enish ameh v'enim adab is absolutely can't function at all. And sometimes it will be able. Sometimes it will be able to function very well. Different cases. So Rava has a suffix. Boy, Rava, what's the deal in the following case? In order to pay Nezek, Tzari, Peshevis, and Boishes, the Chumash doesn't say how much you pay. Each case, you have to figure out how much is kama hoya shava linka v'kama hu shava achshav. The tsar, everything, the ripui, different generations, different ripui. Sometimes more expensive, less expensive, it depends. It always depends. So when is it determined? So it's all understood. You have to have a bez to make a shuma to determine. So what is it with this shuma? The shuma of the bezdin is just to be mevarer, the din in the Torah. It says in the Torah you have to pay nezek tzari b'shevis boshes. The shuma of the bezin is to be mevar. You need a bezin for the shuma also. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak. The Gemara says Afilu Randav Zainam and Beis Haso in the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that you need a bezdin even to make a chalukas hayorshin. Let's say the father died and the children are dividing Yerusha into equal portions. So who establishes? He had the English books and he had Hebrew Sfarim, he had furniture, old furniture, brand new furniture, he had an automobile, he had a factory, he had this, he had that, he had the other thing. Who's going to establish the value of all of these things? So we'll call upon experts to establish. Then you need a bezin. Then you need a bezin. Does not have to be a bezin with rabbis with long beards. It should be a bezin with intelligent people, businessmen. It should be Jewish religious businessmen who know the value of the used books and the new furniture and so on and so forth. But it, you have to have a bezin. It's not just, however, we'll figure it out. No, it's aloha. Afilo l'chalak mentanam v'kirai. The Gemara says, even to make a shuma, you also need a bezin. So that's the shail over here. Here the halacha that you need a bezdin to pass, can we add? The Gemara says that we're not done gzelus v'chavolus in chutz lo'etz because there's no shlichusai, because milsa dolo shchich lo yabdi v'shlichusai. On the level of the rice, you have to have shlosha smuchim, and that's why Bezman is that it can't be done. So what are the shlosha smuchim paskening over here? When they make the shumah, so that's it. Loy milsa l'mafre. It turns out that's how much it. When you make the chavah, it's not knas over here. You're talking about mammon. Boshes was the question whether it's knas or not. It's zara and asik, but the Rama. But let's say leaving out that Rama. Let's say we're talking about mammon. So mammon, the bezin isn't mechadish the chiyuv. The chiyuv is there all along. Bezin just mevar. But what about the kviyas of the amount of how much you have to pay? Is the psak of the bezin just mevar what it is? Or is it something more than that? Takas, as if it's the business kovea that amount of money, and that's a kviyas al pidin. Or is it just the gloy muslim amafreyas? That's why Rav is mesupik. What's the nature of the shuma of the bezdin by the hamisha dvar? Boy Rav, what if kitas yado on Sunday v'lomdu? He never made a noimid how much nezik tzari pishav his boshes he has to pay. Then Monday he comes back for more. If they're fighting with each other, one guy picks on the other, and first he breaks off one arm, then he breaks another arm, it takes 2 hours till he kills him. Till Harashoy. Till he made him unable to function, now he's worthless. So then it's one big Maisa Hezik, and the rubber doesn't have a suffix. I was talking, these are different days of the week, so different weeks, or different months. Kitas Yad the Balaam Du. Bezin didn't make any Yumdina yet. Then a week later, Shibaris Ragloi. Invite the Lom Du. See me saying a week later, Lom Du. The Besov Charosha, on the fourth week or the fourth month, Charosha. So the Shail is Mahu. Do I say, me, I'm in the Kivin, the Lom Du. Becharum dinasag levi, I've laid me kulu behadi adadi. Charosha, Charosha, nosan lad me kulu. So that's all he pays. Or do I say, no, he has to pay on each one individually. Or dim lechad lechad amdina viyavin alei. Or maybe I should say that he pays each one. What's an afkamina? But bottom line, he's going to have to pay the me kulu. So what's the difference? So the Gemara says, "Benegit the nezek, it's irrelevant." The Gemara says on the second wide line, "The he the nezek." We'll leave out the Yipur Shabbos for a minute. "The he the nezek, the chachad of chadol layavin alei nezek." You don't pay each one separately. Why? The kemi kayav lei the meikulei. Come on, the kapli dami v'hayav lei the meikulei. A nezek, there's nothing to discuss. Before he started up with him 5 weeks ago, before he started up. He was a normal, healthy individual who would have been sold on the slave market, would have been able to be sold for so much money. And now he's worthless. Harosha nasan lede mekula. Rav is talking about such a case. But the cherish is worthless, zero. So he paid the mekula, the Gemara says. Came to kayav lede mekula, finished the case. Kayav lede mekula. What is there to discuss? Can make him pay more than the mekula? So he paid mekula sanezik, there's nothing to discuss. So what's the shaila though? Nafkemina, the Gemara has on the second wide line, the boy lemesa b'lay tzara boishes to kol chodah v'chodah. Does he pay tzara and boishes for each one or not? Why not? Places asks, why not? What is the suffix? Because they never made an omer? Let's say I beat a guy up today, and it takes 2 months till the bezin gets around to making. They're busy. Everybody's beating everybody else up. Everybody's divorcing their wives, get married, all kinds of things going on. Until the bezin comes to make them, it's a month later. So because it's 2 months later, the bezin doesn't make an omen. Make an omen, they make him pay. So why shouldn't you have to pay tzara boishes the kol chada v'chada? It's a pelet de gigamara. What's going on? The Tosis writes at the end, Nira Liri, this long Tosis, Nehida Nezikatzak. Tosis just can't understand what's going on. The way it says in our Gemara, that Ripui, there's also nothing to discuss. Nehida Nezik, if it would say Nezik, I can understand. Nezik and Shevis, I can understand. He pays him to make kula. What am I going to pay Shevis? Shevis is the fact that he, the menias hareva, that he wasn't able to hold down a job. What hold down a job? It's keman de katle dami. I paid him to make kula already. So what do I have to pay more than that? It's not sure I have to pay more. So the nezik and the shevis, are you understanding? Well, it says he's going to pay to make kula, so that covers everything. But Taisa says, they don't understand ripui nu. He cut off his arm, so he needs an arm doctor. He cut off his leg, he needs a leg doctor to heal that. He what else did he do? He did everything. So he needs a doctor, he needs a separate medication for the arm, a separate medication for the leg, separate medication for the head, and for every organ. So why shouldn't he have to pay the whole ripui? What did the Gemara say? That since in the end he's paying to make kula, so you don't have to pay ripui. But you want the person to remain alive, even though he's worthless. He has the right to remain alive and not to be in pain. So why shouldn't you have to pay ripui? So Tosfos says, Teima Nehi, the Tosfos Maskha Nehi. They say they don't understand the way we have the girsa. The Nezik, ripui, and Shevis, that for sure you don't pay individually. Teima. Shleima Nezik, Vishavis, Dinu Shilo Yitain. She calls it Bechlal to make kula. He paid to make kula, Fartik. But ripui, Loma Pshita, Lashia, Bechlal to make kula. Yes, Mitzar Bosh. Never the girls ripui, Bahadi Tzar Bosh. Slow Bahadi Nezik, Vishavis. So that's number one. Tosfos says it doesn't make sense the way it says in our Gemara. They think that ripui, of course you have to pay. I'll call echad v'yechad. But then still Tosfos doesn't understand. Ahakati kosher, my convoy, what's going on? Lama yipat meripu v'tzar bosh kol chara v'chara. Why should you not have to pay the tzar bosh is for each maisa chavola? Why not just because he waited a month? So what? And the bezin is busy? And he didn't make any chavola shniya in the interim? So you don't make an umdina, you make an oimed later. So Tosfos says they don't understand what's going on. So they finally say at the end, "V'nira l'ri the pshit and the mishalom tzar bosh is v'ripu kol chor v'chor." Avad, you have to pay for everything. The only shaila is a meboilek yon shikita yodi yom rishon v'lam du v'yam hasheni shibaraglo v'lam du v'yam hashlishi charoshay mi amin in the chosh kilos akol b'pamachas v'yom the makol b'yachad. I deal makivish achaval osay b'zeh hazeh am demochalachas v'ripu v'tzar bosh shelo b'fneyas nafkemine. If you do the shuma b'vasach, she'ino l'kol kach sham l'makol biyachad, k'mo shov g'sham dem kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Yeah. Let's say a person comes to the doctor and he's all, they cut off his arms and his legs and his head and everything's falling apart. So the doctor says, okay, I have to treat him. It would be such an amount of money. If they would have come to the doctor only with the leg problem, so he would charge so much. If would have only come to a doctor with the arm problem, would have charged so much. So if you add up the ripui from the arm and the leg and the eyes and the charoshai, so the ripui of all of this all put together is going to be more than the ripui if it would have been bevasachas. Difference between wholesale and retail. No, if you're selling merchandise wholesale, so you charge less. You sell it retail, so same thing by doctors. If they're doing ripui for 10 different things at the same time, so it's going to be wholesale, so they give you a break, they give you a hanach, it's not going to charge as much, it's going to make a separate omen for each one, then it's going to turn out to be more. So that's how the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes this text. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. This is an Ibai Dolev Shito. Rav is not sure, what's the din? What's the nature of the din of the omen? Do I say the B'shas Maisi really had to pay for the ripui, the tsar, and the boshes for the regal? And Mishas Maisa, we put Tsar and Boshes for the Yad and for the each one, for Ayin, each one individually, just that the Bezin didn't have a chance to make the Omid, so they make the Omid later. It's just the Gloy Muslim Afrei when Bez makes the Omid. Or should I say no? The Bezin's Shuma is Taka Kove Al Pidin. It's not Stam Igloy Muslim Afrei. It's not Stam Abir Hadova, how much he owed him. That's Koveya, how much you have to pay. So since the Bezin didn't make this Kvias until the end, so they make one big kviyas b'vasachas. So make one kviyas b'vasachas, it's going to turn out to be less. It'll be a little less. So that's why Rava is not sure. Yeah, how do you pass when you have a sfeik in the din in Mamanis? You don't pay. What happens if the other fellow grabbed? So that's the sugi in the first paragraph above Mitzia. What a talk for Koyim, Mitzia Noisim Yodah, Mitzia Noisim Yodah. When somebody was Muchzik B'Shas Leidus HaSafik, the Gemara talks about a Shas Leidus HaSafik, a Safik in Mitzia, a Safik B'Chor Behemah Tohira. And then I grab. The Koyim grabs, talk for Koyim, the Koyim grabs the B'Chor Behemah Tohirah, which is a Safik if it's a B'Chor Behemah Tohirah. The Gemara is talking about a Safik in Mitzia. So we're talking about a Safik in Din. So in Shulchan Aruch they equate them. So whenever you have a stake of the deal in the Gemara, take with the Mamayno, if you say, I'm Oitza Machaver all of her eyes. So what if the Nechbal will grab? This poor Nechbal is not in the condition to grab. His relatives will grab on his behalf. They'll make a tfis on his behalf. So he'll be holding on to the money then. So would you say, talk for coin, he keeps it or not? So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and all the Rishon. So the Rambam says, in Tofa, same Atzin, Oitza Miyodai, the Chaber always quotes the Rambam. Every case that the Gemara has a take with the Mamayno, so the Mechaber quotes the Rambam verbatim. The Pata, because I'm Ritz Mechaber of Arayv, Yim Tafet Seim Etzino Esim Yodah. And the Ramah, Paskins like the Bali Ateis, is like the Rov HaRishonim against the Rambam. Then Yim Tafet Seim Etzino Esim Yodah, you give it back. So this was Rav's Sofik. It's an interesting Sofik. Boy Rav, what's the nature of the Omid of the Bezn? Is it just to be Mevarier? But once the Bezn makes the Omid later, it's a Gloy Muslim Achred, that was a Chiv all along. It was Chal Mishah Sachavonah. Because they're not talking about a knas, they're talking about a moment over here. Or Dilma, should I say no? Somehow, since you do need an oimid, and the oimid has to require a bezin, that's the Bryce and Sanhedrin and the Avzayim. The Gemara learns that Afilu Ben Tana Vikirai. To make an oimid, you need a bezin also. Yes, yeah, so that oimid by the Yerusha, that's only to be Mevara, but over here, the Gemara is misuping. Maybe the nature of the oimid is different. Maybe the omid is koveyas. So since they didn't make an omid till the end, maybe Al Pidin Bezin makes one omid, and it's going to come out to be less expensive. And Af Kaminish ain't all the kolkach, because Shom Dimal Kol Biach, because Moshav Shom Dimal Kol Echa Bifnei Atzma. It'll be less expensive. So that's Rav Zibaya. Then he has an Ibaya, Gabi Ibai. Vim Pimtsalam Kim Dalayamdu. If one should assume Kim Dalamdu, Kayavle, the Mekulebi, Hadi Hadadi. A lot of Yishonim have a tradition from the Gaon. Whenever the Gemara has an Ibai, then they say an Ibai on top of an Ibaya. Im Pimtsalam, if you should assume, hey, so have a Baita, have a Suffolk. So here, the second suffix is only possible imtim tzulam kevin lamdu kayavle de mekula behadi hadadi. The next suffix is only possible. As a suffix, whether you say A or B, then if you say A, then he has a suffix whether you say C or B. If everyone will agree B, then you can't proceed to say the next suffix whether it's C or D. There's nothing to clear. So, if you have a case in the Gemara, they have a suffix, is the din A or B. Then the Gemara says, din tim tzolayma A, have a suffix whether C or D. The Kiddush does this well, said, in tim tzolayma B, have a suffix C or D. So why did they say, in tim tzolayma A? They should have not said, in tim tzolayma anything. They should have said, I have another suffix. So the fact that they say, in tim tzolayma A, so a lot of Rishonim quote the Gaonim, that's called the sugin di alma. That's an indication that that's the psak halacha. Here, the Gemara can move to the next suffix. Is it C or D? The next suffix only is Nitan Le'yomer. If you're going to assume A, that has to go like the Im Tim Salaim Kevin Lamdu. You only make one Omed, you don't make a separate Omed. So now Rabbi has a suffix on top of a suffix. What's it did? Amdu Hum Mahu. What if the Bezin made an Omed after the first Chavala? After each Chavala, they made an Omed, but the fellow never paid the money. Since each time Bez made an omid, he has to pay each omid separately, even though it's going to come out to be more money. He didn't pay yet. Since he didn't pay anything yet, they made the second omid before he paid for the first chavol. They made the third omid before he paid anything. Maybe he gets away with paying only with one omid. Maybe only make one omid at the end. Take maybe the fact that they made an omid is meaningless because money didn't pay. Maybe they have to make the omid over again. So the Gemara is there, so the Gemara is not true. So all of this is presented in Shulchan Aruch as the one big suffix. The the tvisa should only help on the second case. But the mechaber paskins like the Rambam, im tofa same atzin osam yoray. No, it's, you couldn't have the suffix C-O-D unless you're assuming A. So, yeah, so this intim salema doesn't indicate that that's the halacha. So the first suffix is a teku, and the second suffix is also a teku. They're both asfekus. We were never poshit the first suffix. The first one is a teku, the second one is a teku. So tfisa would help on both cases. According to the mechaber. Two svekus. Then the Gemara has Rabbah Sofik. How do you determine Nezik as opposed to Shevis? Nezik means you cut off the guy's arm, you blinded his eye, cut off his leg for the rest of his life. He's going to be missing that limb. So you assess Kamahu Yashava Limkar Bashuka, Kamahu Shava Limkar Achshav. Because it's a permanent damage. What if it's a Shevis? Hapochsesa Bidomi Mahu. What if it's basically it's only Shevis? It's only a temporary thing. Shevis means temporary. Temporarily, he won't be able to hold down the job that he would normally be able to earn money at. So what if you have... So when a person is sick in bed. Person has the flu. He's sick in bed. So if you want to sell him as an Ebed Ibi, so explain to the customer who wants to buy him. You say, the person is a normal, healthy individual. Everybody knows him. He's been holding down a job for the last 40 years, 50 years. He happens to be sick today. So everybody understands. He has the flu and they take medication another week. He's going to be healthy again. Sure, he has a record. We all know. He's not holding by decease. He's not holding by dying or anything. So that's Sheva Shena Pochses of the Domin. Everybody knows. If anyone wants to buy him as an Eved, so he's going to pay the same amount as he would pay for a healthy person. But Rabbah Sofik is, what if you have Shevis HaPachses B'damimah? There's a temporary diminishing in value if you would want to sell them as an Ebed. Why should, if it's only temporary, why should it diminish the value? So Taisa says, the bottom Taisa says, Nivchasu Domov. Why is there a temporary loss in value? Shem B'niyodim B'kim L'hakta B'yodim M'sof HaLachza. It's not that he has a cold and he's laying in bed. He asked all the neighbors, he asked his people in his office. He said, he always comes into the office. He got sick yesterday, he didn't show up. He's going to be sick for a week or two. He's going to come back to work. There's no reason to assume that he's not going to go back to work. He's basically a healthy person. But over here we're talking about a person, Livchasu Domov, why shame the other between Lahaka Biyodo. They can't tell about this maka that he has on his hands. It's hard to tell. Biyodo on the maka on his arm. Himself a lachzer. They're not prepared to pay the full amount that they would pay for a normal healthy person. They're not so sure that he's still a shodah b'shtayodah. A normal person has the use of both hands, and here he has a mak on one arm, on one hand, and we're not sure if he's still going to be able to be a shodah b'shtayodah. Usvurim, and the customers may think perhaps, shalei yisrapiyo. Tesis says, b'dovah yidush yisof a lachzer. Then there's not going to be any shaila. Rabbi wouldn't have a suffix in his nomach loikis abai barav. There's nothing to discuss. If everybody knows that it's going to get better, so it's a shevish ain't a pachses of bedamin. The old diyun of Rabbi with abai barav was shevish a pachses of bedamin mahu. Means that the customers who would want to buy him on the slave market, shamanos and kevet alim kabashuk, they're not bikiim. That's the nature of the machla is such that it's not so crystal clear that he's going to get better. So what if Libesov, he does get better? Ultimately, he does get better, but at the time that I beat him up, the time that I caused the chavol, it wasn't so clear that he was going to get better. So later on, of course, after Pam Shevis, he lost the salary that he would have been able to make. It turns out later he goes back to his regular job. He's have to pay him the whole Shevis. But the Shevis, in addition to paying the Shevis, do I also pay Nezik? Because temporarily there was a lessening in value. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's his country? Okay, while Yodai is one person injured, the other one is on. It's some Siyadah B'Sos, so it's going to get better, but it's not so clear that it's going to get better. B'Shas Mais, am I? What's the din? Do you say, Kivin the Sefer, ultimately it does get better. So then you only pay Shevis, you don't pay any Nezik. You only pay Nezik if he's Pichsos B'Domin permanently. Temporarily, there was a loss in value. So that was Rabbi's Shaila. So Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi. Abai was a nephew of Rabbi. He was Yosem. He was raised by Rabbi. He was brought up. He taught him. He was a Talmud. Abai was a Talmud of Rabbi. So the Gemara has later on, about the 10, 15 lines on the top of Peivav and Meral, the Gemara says, Milsa de Bai Leila Rabbi, Pshita Leila Bai Lahach Yisa. This he buy a boy rabba. Rabba wasn't sure whether Shevis hapachses b'dam, where there's a temporary loss in value, because it's not so clear that he's going to recuperate, that he's going to recover. So rabba was mesupek, whether he have to pay nezek or not. So that's a machloikes habay v'rav. The itmar he came while yod of a tumpt of a sofalas habay manos l'shevis gedol shevis ketano. Habay refers to the nezek as shevis gedolo. Even though it's only he calls it Shevis because it's only a temporary loss in value. Later on, it's going to be restored back to his original value. He's going to go back to his original job. It's like nothing happened. So it's like a Shevis Gedolah, but he says that it's labeled as Nezik. The Rabbi says, no, there is no such thing. And there's another may shift to Shebechol Yoliyam. You only pay Shevis, you don't pay Nezik. There's no Nezik in such a case. So then the Gemara is going to pick it up again a little later. There are three Shitas. Rabbi is not sure. And Abai Barav Ashur in two different directions. They have a machlekes. So the Gemara says, let's try to see, can you tell from the Mishnah? On this suffix of Rabbi, can you tell from the Mishnah or not? Toshma, the Mishnah later talks about Kom Leibe de Rabbine. Mishnah says, the Mishnah starts off on Peizayinam and Al. Zeh Choyme Ba'adam Mi Bishor. This whole Perek, Achor Bachal Perek, Peis Chamisha Dvarim. This is the chumra that Adam HaKoyvel has that Shor does not have. Shor, the Mishalem Nezik, Tzari, Pesheris, Bosh, Pes, Chamisha, Dvarim, and Adam pays the Mevel Adois, but not Kli, Shor, Vyotzi, Yiladel, so he paid the Mevel Adois. So it says, Vishor, Eni, Mishalem, Ela, Nezik, a Potem, and Mevel Adois. Shor doesn't pay Tzari, Pesheris, and Boshes, and the Shor, Hika, Sayisha, Vyotzi, Yiladel, does not pay the Mevel Adois. Fine. So then the Mishnah has sometimes the reverse. Do you ever have a choymer behemah biba adam? So the Mishnah has kom lebe de rabbin. The kom lebe de rabbin only applies by adam. It doesn't apply to a behemah. Who is it? It's this Mishnah. Mishnah has it later, yeah. So let's say a behemah makes a hezek on Shabbos, a behemah burns down a whole barn on Shabbos. There is no kom lebe de rabbine. If an adam burns down a barn on Shabbos, the Mishnah has early, yesh chayv al ma'aseh shor potah al ma'aseh atzmon. Asur if kedisha shor chaver b'Shabbos is kom lebe de rabbine, because it was chayv b'nafsho. But if the behemah burns down someone's barn, the bala behemah will have to pay. So the Mishnah has this example. So it says about adam, If a person is maka aviv hachayvel ba'aviv ima v'loyos abochabura, maka aviv ima is chayv misa only if also bochabura, only if he caused bleeding. If he didn't do chabura, then he slaps his parent. Other kind of maka aviv ima, mekal aviv ima is also chayv misa. That's mekal. And maka aviv ima is only if he does a hakor that has a chabura. So let's say if he's makov, if he imoy v'loyasavem chabur, achayv v'chaver b'yama kippurim, then the kippurim is not chayv misa, it's only chayv malka. So there is a din, ein anam loike mishalim, machloik zameh nachacham, we pask in ein anam loike mishalim, but that's only if it's b'mezid. There is no ton de bechizkia by malkas. There's a machloik zabiechen v'shlokinsh, that's how we pask like Rabbi Yechon. Ton de bechizkia, the chayv misa shogigim, arol sepotim anat hashlomin, is only b'chayv misa shogigim, and by malkas, there is no such cloud. So that's how we assume Pshat in the Mishnah. The third line in the Mishnah, Peizayin and Manal. Hamakov, v'yim, v'loas, v'em, chaburo, so there's no kom lebe de rabbine. So he pay nezik, tzari, peshevis, and boishes. There's no kom lebe de rabbine because he didn't do a chabur. Or chavu b'chaver b'yom ha-kippurim, b'sheigi kestis. He forgot that it's Yom Kippur, b'li hasro. So there is no tarn de mechizkos. So chai b'kulam, he pay all chamisha dvar. The Peter Hamishad Dvar. Then the Mishnah has later, by contrast, three lines in the end of the Mishnah. What if it would have been Hamakov Vimo Ivios Abhem Chabura? Asbem Chabura, so then it's Kamla with the Rabmine. So even if it's Beshegeg, that's Tanda Bechiskis, you don't pay Nezik Tzari Beshevis and Boshes. Because Chavo Bav Vimo Vasbem Chabura is Chai Misa, if it would have been Mamezid, it would have been Narak, so even though it's Beshegeg, Gabali Hasra, it's still Kamla with the Rabmine. Or Chavo Bachaver Beshabis. Is come lebi the rabbi. But we call them, you don't pay any of the hamisha dorm, then you need the midavshu. So the Gemara wants to know, what is hechetimtze where you make over the imo v'loy hasa behem chabura? That you chayiv to pay chayiv the kulam. You chayiv to pay kulam. Kulam means all the nezik, tzari, b'shevis, b'shevis. Tzara, I understand. Ripoy, okay, but how can you have nezik? How is it possible to have nezik if loy hasa behem chabura? That's the Gemara Shaila. So the Gemara says, he's probably referring to this case that Rabbah wasn't sure about. Rabbah had a suffix. There's a temporary loss in value, but later on it turns out that the person goes back to his full value. Shevis ha-pechsesa b'damin temporarily. If someone would want to buy him, they would pay much less. Because they're not sure, they're not so convinced that he's going to recover. But then later on it turns out that he did recover. So Rabbah had a suffix. Is there a chiyuv nezek or not? So the Gemara says Toshma. It says in the Mishnah Hamakov Imulas Mem Chabura. So there's no Kam Levi the Rabbi there, because in order to be Chayim Shemakov Imul, you have to have also Bochabur. Achayvu Bachaver Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur means Beli Hasra, B'Shogig Beli Hasra. So there is no Torah to Bechizkiyah. So there's no Ptur of Kam Levi the Rabbi. So Chayv BeKulam. Kulam means Rashi says the Chamish Advarim. He pay all Chamish Advarim, including Nezik. That's the key over here. Pay all Chamish Advarim, including Nezik. So the Gemara wants to know, how can you have nezik if it's loyasa b'chabur? How loyasa b'chabur hechidami? What's the case that there's going to be nezik if it's loyasa b'chabur? Lav kigon must be the following case: lav kigon shehikei wal yodo v'sofa lachzor. It's going to get better, and temporarily it looks as if he may lose the use of the father may lose the use of his arm. So the customers would want to buy him as an eved, would pay much less, but later on it turns out that there was no chabura. There was no Haitzuas Adam and there was no Chabur, and everything went back. It's a very pelodic Gemara. How can it be that the customers think that it's not going to be able to be restored to its original state, and there was no black and blue mark even? Also, for Chabur, to be Chayv Nisa is not only if he's bleeding. Let's say if the child cuts the parent and he's bleeding, that's going to be Afchasei Mikaspe. The customers put on a bandage. The din is that the child is chayv misa by makov yima if he causes bleeding, or even if he causes a black and blue mark. So how is it possible that the child beat up his parent without no black and blue mark, no bleeding at all, and the customers would want to consider buying the parent as an eved, would pay less because he looks like he's going to lose the use of his arm? How can he lose the use of his arm if there isn't even a black and blue mark? Very strange. But Gemara didn't know how to deal with the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Chayv Nezik, Chayv Bekulam. So I have to say, Chutz Mi Nezik. So it says, Chayv Bekulam, including Nezik. And it's a Loyasa Bachabur. It must be a Hechidam. It must be a funny case. He came while Yodoy, the child harmed the parent. In such a way, Sof Alachsa, ultimately everything heals later on. There's no Chabur at all. Ketani Chayv Bekulam. Sounds like he paid Nezik. So it's a Beferi, it's Poshet to Shaila. Later it's a Machloik, it's Abai Barab. It comes out like Abai. Rabbi says you don't pay nezik in such case. You only pay shevis. If it's only a temporary loss in value, it's a glory Muslim affair. There was no loss in value. So how can it be? There's a chanof in a Mishnah like Abaye that a temporary mistaken loss in value is also called nezik. And for the Gemara Amri, they gave an answer. No, we're not talking about a case like that. The child caused the parent to go deaf. And therefore, there's a permanent loss in value. Charosho, there's a permanent loss in value. But it's Aliyasa Bachaburah. So the child is not Chayiv Misa Mishimaka of Imo because he didn't cause any bleeding. Frag the Gemara, what are you talking about? Whenever you deafen an individual, it's clear that there was a Chabur. V'homer Rabba Chorshesov Ibn Erag is Chayiv Misa because of Maka Melefisha Yevshel Charisha below Chaburah. There certainly is, even though we can't see the blood on the outside. If the child caused the parents to go deaf, he must have, unless he just, psychologically they lost it, from pachar or something. But if he could, let's say he slammed his hand on their ears, and they went deaf. True, there wasn't a blood on the outside, but there must be a tips of the dam and afalei biyutnei. Must be that there was a drop of blood that fell on the inside of the ear. It has to be a chabura. It has to be a chabura. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? How is it possible that the child is make oviv v'imo b'li chabura, and is what to pay nezek? How is it physically possible? The Gemara says, no. Ela, pshat must be like this. Achmas genon she gilchoy. He shaved off. He didn't injure the parents at all. He just shaved off their head. So they look awful. So if you would, there's tzar, the father feels awful. Everybody sees him walking around all bald. The mother feels awful. There's tzar. There's the ripui. There's no ripui to pay. What is there to pay ripui? The hair will grow back by itself. There's nothing to pay. There's tzar. There's boshes. There's shevis. They can't go to work for the next month until the hair is going to grow back. They look awful. So the Gemara says, and why is there nezik? I don't understand why there's ripui. The Gemara is only worried about the nezik because it says chai b'kulam. Chai b'kulam means all five. What about the ripui? What is it to pay? The hair is going to grow back. I don't know. So the Gemara is only worried about the nezik. So the Gemara says, if that's the pshat in the Mishnah Gilcho, so mehed the hada, the hair is going to grow back by itself. Ahinu bayon, nu ader rabba. So that was the suffix of rabba, boy rabba. If you were to sell an eved who's totally bald, so the customers would probably pay less money. I don't want to have an eved who looks ugly. An ugly eved sells for less than a handsome eved. I can only have him do things in the basement. I don't want to have him serve food in the kitchen. I'm going to have guests. He's going to come in with his bald head. Look terrible. The only thing, I don't know if he's really bald or he's only, they shaved off his hair for the, it's going to grow back in another month or two. He'll have a head full of hair like everybody else. So the Gemara says, Nu hainu bayon. That's exactly the ibay of Rabba. So if you're telling me that that's pshat in the Mishnah, achoyvel ba'ovi v'ima v'loyosabem chabur means that gilchon, that he shaved off all of the hair, so then right, he can be poshed rabba zibai from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, we're trying to avoid being poshed zibai. Amri said, the answer was given, hachmas given, hachasacha nasha. No, not the gilcha, he shaved off all the hair. That's going to grow back. No, he put on a chemical on the head that the hair is never going to grow back. So there is taka nezek. There is nezek. If you sell him as an eved, you can't get as much money for a bald eved as for an eved that has a full head of hair. Because he's not as handsome as a man or a woman. He's not as handsome as before. So the Gemara says that there's going to be nezek, tzar, ripui, sheves, and boishes. So the nezek is going to be because people wouldn't want to pay the same amount. The tzar is going to be this, like katufni, bereshei, vitzavchik, he has boils, he has cracks. Katufni are cracks, boils. On his head, vitzavchim anor katufni, he's suffering. Ripoy, what's the ripoy? The bayasuye, he needs medication that he shouldn't suffer from the pain. The ripoy is not only sifan this gemara, the pashtu says like that. Ripoy is not only, I need ripoy to heal me physically. I should be able to function. Even if I can't function, but I have pain, that's also included in ripoy. The person beat me up and I'm suffering pain. So he's mechuyif to pay me for the medications to alleviate the pain, not just the pain medications to restore my good health. Maybe it's Dovah Pashut, but it's explicit in the Gemara. Ripui de boy asuye from the pain, Rashi. The boy asuye le tzaira, the hanach katupne. He's entitled to collect ripui to relieve the pain that he's suffering from the boils in his head. Shevis, what's Shaykh Shevis? Because the guy had a job, he was a dancer in a nightclub. And now that he's bald, no one wants to see him dance. So the Gemara says he used to shake his head in all directions and make all kinds of shtick. Now that he has a bald head, no one wants to see him dancing. Shev is to have a merakit beikul. He used to dance in the bars. Now he can't dance with the bald head because it looks awful. And boshes, ain't like a boshes, God only says he looks terrible. So he cannot be poshed from the Mishnah what the din is. Because we're talking about the case of Socha Nasha. There was no Socha Nasha. He smears on a chemical on the head of his parent. That's not, even though it's called a Maisa Chavola, that he pay Nezik, Tzari, Pushevis, and Boshes, and Nezik is a permanent Nezik. And maybe you pay all the Chamisha Dvarim. That's called the Maisa Chavala, but it's not called Osebo Chabura. In order to be Chayim Shemako Abiyimo, it's not enough that you call it a Maisa Chavala. Maisa Chavala it is, if you Hatke Bin Drinya is also called a Maisa Chavala, but it's not Chayim Mako Abiyimo. So Mako Abiyimo, you have to have a Chabura. Chabura means Tipas Dam. A little bit of blood, or the Gemara says even a black and blue mark. Even a black and blue mark also. That's what the Chazon Ish writes Chiddush. He says, if a baby had a bris milah, a bipsul, so we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to do a hatofas dam bris. So he writes a Chiddush, it's not actually necessary to cause hatofas adam. If you just make a scratch on that, they just have to know where you're supposed to make a scratch, where you're supposed to get the dam from. But once you decide where the location is that you're supposed to get the dam from, says even if you just take a needle, you make just a scratch there, it makes a red mark. So the Nitzvah Hadam, so Nitzvah Hadam is Chayv on Shabbos Mishum Chayvel. So Nitzvah Hadam by Yovavim is also Chayv Mishum, it's called the Chabura by Yovavim. So he claims a Chiddush, and Nitzvah Hadam is enough by Hatofas Dam Bris also. There's no din that you need actual Hatofas Hadam. If you have Nitzvah Hadam, that's equivalent of Osobo Chabura. That would count for, just like he counts for Melecha Shabbos, Chayvel Bechaber Bishabbos, it would count over here also. Okay. Next Gemara is a little harder. Just the next few lines. After this gets easier.